How has being an actor helped you get through the world? That's the question. And the answer is it hasn't. Any other job that one can ply in the daily interaction of American commerce might have helped me get through the world. Think about all the things that people do, dog walkers to nudie dancers to bankers and CEOs. People are pulling down a wage and getting through the world, I guess. In whatever way is most immediately relevant to them in their particular circumstance. And that range of circumstance is vast and always subject to perception. How does one perceive getting through the world? What does one perceive it as? A handful of actors make a living being actors in comparison to the millions who try. If that's what we're talking about. If we're talking about some spiritual or psychological thing here, like you might hear somebody say, without the ability to work my craft as an actor, I would have never made it this far in life, or some such thing as that. Well, yeah, all right. But that's not me. I love acting. I love me. I love me acting. And if I had to do anything else for a living, I would probably despise life. But for all that, being an actor was a shitty career choice. Being an actor hasn't helped me do anything except be an actor. It isn't a thing designed to give back. As far as getting through the world, when it comes right down to it, I think that being lucky helps people get through the world. The world is not a friendly place. It is unkind, unfair, and uneven, and we are not a particularly nurturing culture. And people's successes in the world, however those successes are defined, are the result of a series of fortunately aligned circumstances. I know mine are. And no matter how much anyone wants to claim that they achieved anything in this life through their own stubborn efforts, the facts are invariably far from that. What are we talking about when we say, get through the world? Are we talking about getting from birth to death with about 90 years in between and as little discomfort as possible? Yeah. That works for Al Pacino, I suspect. But at the beginning, there's just an actor. Maybe with dreams of stardom, or at least aspirations for some significant success and an easier existence. But most of those disappear once they realize that acting is not going to help them get through the world. A few get ridiculously lucky. The rest, the ones that I call soul-labeled. Like somebody stamped the word actor on their soul when they were born. They just live with the soul labeling of artists and all of the shit that its appertaining proclivities hand them. They're not trying to get through the world at all. In fact, sometimes the world will go right by them while they're busy just trying to make beautiful things because it's why they're alive. But it's not a help. It's a pain in the ass. But it's what they do.